A teenager admits committing mass murder in Michigan. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly pleading guilty in Oakland County Court this morning, answering questions from the judge and prosecutor about the shooting at his high school last year.
Is it true that you ensured that the handgun was loaded?
Yes.
Is it true that when you exited the bathroom, you began shooting at students and staff members of the Oxford High School?
Yes.
Killing four and injuring seven others and pleading guilty to 24 counts, including terror. The teen faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced early next year. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, also charged with giving their son the gun used in the attack and for failing to stop him.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Crumbly withdrew an insanity plea. His parents also accused of ignoring mental health concerns. A school shooting earlier today in Missouri. Police in St. Louis say a suspect was taken into custody. Reports of two injured students taken to the hospital with children and police running from the building earlier. It happened at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. No other details yet, but again, a suspect is in custody. More evidence of a pandemic slide in learning in a government report known as the Nation's Report Card. Fox's Mark Meredith.
The National Center for Education Statistics says it measured math skills of fourth and eighth grade students, and in their report, it found that fourth grade scores dropped 5 points compared to a pre-pandemic test taken back in 2019. There was an even steeper decline in eighth grade math scores, with students scoring 8 points lower.
That's the first drop ever for math. The report also finds one of the largest declines ever in reading comprehension, about 3 points lower for both grades. The U.S. Education Secretary urging schools to use COVID relief funds to help students catch up as Republicans make education one of their top issues ahead of the midterm elections. Big rally on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up about 400 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Former President Trump's company goes on trial today.
The Trump Organization is facing allegations of helping top executives avoid income taxes on job benefits, such as rent-free apartments and luxury cars. The trial is expected to look at the testimony of Trump executive Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty in August to taking over $1.7 million in untaxed benefits from the Trump Organization. The former president is not on trial himself, but calls the accusations a, quote, political witch hunt. If convicted, the Trump Organization could be fined more than $1 million.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Just as jury selection was set to begin, a former Minneapolis police officer pleads guilty to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd, the second officer to plead guilty to the state charge, with a third still set to stand trial, though already in prison with the others for violating Floyd's civil rights, along with Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder in the state case. This company is taking another stab at expanding its products.
Plant-based protein company Beyond Meat is launching a Beyond Steak line to be sold at Kroger, Albertsons, Walmart, and other grocery stores nationwide. The company says the steak tips will contain 21 grams of protein per serving, with no cholesterol and no added antibiotics or hormones. The Beyond Steak comes frozen. It was designed to have the flavor and texture of sliced steak tips. The plant-based plant-based protein company also recently launched Taco Bell's Beyond Carne Asada steak, which is in the test stages. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Beyond Meat shares are sliding. They've been down about 3% today and down more than 90% from their pre-pandemic highs. Again, stocks turning higher, at least for now. Oil's under $85 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.